Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We're here every Sunday night for approximately 2 hours of modern mainstream jazz from 8 to 10, so we hope you'll stick around and join us every Sunday night for some swinging sounds. Tonight, our highlight artist is Connie Condoli. This is installment two of Connie Condoli. He's a trumpet man that came out of Mishawaka, Indiana. By the way, his brother, Pete Condoli, was also a fine trumpet player who played in the Woody Herman Band and in the studios for years. Connie was Mishawaka's gift to the jazz world. He worked with the Woody Herman Band, Stan Kenton Band, Terry Gibbs' Dream Band, Jerry Mulligan's Big Band. He was on the Tonight Show with the Doc Severinsen Band for many, many years, so he had quite a resume. So we're going to sample some of his works, and we're going to lead it off with a Bethlehem album he cut in 1955 called Powerhouse Trumpet. And Connie is joined by Bill Holman on tenor sax, Lou Levy on drums, Lawrence Mirabel on drums, Lou Levy on piano, Lawrence Mirabel on drums, and Indianapolis's finest, Leroy Vinegar on bass. This is a Bill Holman composition, who's a tenor man on this track, Jazz City Blues. Thank you. Powerhouse Trumpet was the name of that album on the Bethlehem label. And that was our featured artist tonight, Connie Condoli on trumpet. That nice tenor sax solo there by Bill Holman. Lou Levy joined in on a couple choruses on piano, and there was a little Bill Holman composition called Jazz City Blues. What's up, Al?
Well, I thought I'd start off with a selection that we should all be familiar with. Hopefully our listeners are too. This is a group headed up by Tommy Newsom and Ken Popolsky, and it's from a CD entitled, of all things, The Feeling of Jazz on the Arbors Records label. Tommy Newsom, you may be aware, was a member of the NBC Studio Orchestra for 30 years, from 1962 to 1992. And he often appeared on the Johnny Carson show whenever Doc Severinsen wasn't there, and sometimes was the butt of Carson's jokes because of his calm, laid-back demeanor. Along with Tommy on tenor sax, we, of course, have Ken Popolsky on tenor sax, Ben Aronoff on piano, Mike Peters on guitar, Greg Cohen on bass, and Chuck Redd on drums. And they're going to do Duke Ellington's tune, The Feeling of Jazz. Thank you. Yeah, that was our very own theme, The Feeling of Jazz, played by a group other than the group we usually use for our theme. It featured Tommy Newsom and Ken Peplowski on tenor sax, Ben Aronoff on piano, Mike Peters on guitar, Greg Cohen on bass, Chuck Redd on drums. That was from Arbor's CD released in 1999 entitled The Feeling of Jazz.
Next up is our spotlight artist, trumpet man Connie Condoli, from another Bethlehem album he cut in the mid-50s. The album was called West Coasting with Connie Condoli and Stan Levy. So it was co-billing there with the drummer on that particular track. And this is a little thing that was a little swinger called Tune for Tex. West Coast album, all West Coasters. In fact, the name of the Bethlehem album is West Coasting with Connie Condoli and Stan Levy. And on that particular track, which is called Tune for Tex, we have Connie, of course, on trumpet, Max Bennett on bass, really swinging bassman, spent most of his time on the West Coast, Claude Williamson, again, a fine West Coast piano player, and Stan Levy, the drummer. That was Tune for Tex.
Well, next we'll hear from a group known as the Sackville All-Stars. This is a CD entitled The Saturday Night Function on the Sackville Records label, which is a Canadian label. And it features Buddy Tate on tenor sax, Jim Galloway on baritone sax, Jay McShann on piano, Don Thompson on bass, and Terry Clark on drums. They're going to do a tune written by Richard Jones entitled Trouble in Mind.
Thank you.
And that was Trouble in Mind, featuring the Sackville All-Stars. Buddy Tate on tenor sax. Jim Galloway, looks like he was on alto sax there rather than baritone. And Jay McShann on piano, Don Thompson on bass, and Terry Clark on drums. That was from a Sackville CD released in 1981 entitled Saturday Night Function.
Now we're going to move to a Long Hill CD, reissued of some LPs that were cut between 1954 and 1956 on the West Coast. And the Long Hill CD renames these LP compilations Modern Songs from the West. And on this particular track, we have our spotlight artist, Connie Condoli, John Gross on French horn, Charlie Mariano on alto sax, Marty Page, a great West Coast piano player and band leader, had formed his own West Coast orchestra, Monty Buckwick was on bass, and Stan Levy's back here on drums. And this is a little thing that was written by trumpet man, West Coast trumpet man, who worked in the Herman and Kenton bands and then worked in the studios for years. Shorty Rogers, a little thing that Shorty put together called Culver City.
Thank you.
was a composition and arrangement by West Coast trumpet man Shorty Rogers called Culver City from a Long Hill CD that reissued some of the things that were cut between 1954 and 1956 by Connie Condoli, our highlight artist of the week. We also joined in with John Grass on French horn, and a fine alto sax solo there by Charlie Mariano. Okay, Al, what's up next?
Well, up next we'll hear from a group led by trombonist Bob Brookmeyer. This is from a World Pacific LP entitled Traditionalism Revisited. And this is where they take a lot of the old traditional tunes and rework them into more modern versions. In addition to Brookmeyer on trombone, we'll hear from Jimmy Giuffre on clarinet, Jim Hall on guitar, Joe Benjamin on bass, and Dave Bailey on drums. They're going to do a tune written by Charlie Strait and Gus Kahn. And the title is a bit out of the season, but the tune is not. The Santa Claus Blues. Thank you. And that was the Santa Claus Blues. I lied again about Brookmeyer. He is a trombonist, but on this track he was playing the piano and doing a great job of it. And we also heard from Jim Jufrey on clarinet, Jim Hall on guitar, Joe Benjamin on bass, and Dave Bailey on drums. It was from a World Pacific LP released in 1957 entitled Traditionalism Revisited.
Fresh Sound reissued an Atlantic LP that was cut in August of 55 called West Coast Wailers. Fresh Sound did a good compilation of a lot of good West Coast things that Connie Condoli did. And on this particular track, we're going to get an opportunity to listen to the ballad artistry of Connie Condoli. And he's going to do David Ramirez's great ballad, Lover Man, backed up by Lou Levy on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Lawrence Malibur on drums. The liner notes suggest that Bill Holman is here on tenor sax, but I think this solo is taken by Connie Condoli with just the rhythm section. So let's listen in and see if that's the case. Thank you. great ballad by our Spotlight Artist of the Week, trumpet man Connie Condoli. That was Lover Man, and that was Connie all the way through. We had Lou Levy on piano and Leroy Vinegar on bass and Lawrence Maribel on drums accompanying Connie on that particular composition.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by vibist Vic Feldman. This is from a Pacific Jazz LP entitled Venezuela Joropo. A joropo, it turns out, is not only a musical style originating in Venezuela, but also a dance, in case your feet get anxious during this selection. In addition to Vic on vibes, we'll hear from Bill Perkins on flute, Al Hendrickson on guitar, Milt Holland on maracas, Emil Richards on marimba, and Larry Bunker on timbales. They're going to do a Marty Page, Vic Feldman tune entitled Caracas Nights. And it was Caracas Nights, featuring Vic Feldman on vibes, Bill Perkins on flute, Al Hendrickson on guitar, Milt Holland on maracas, Emil Richards on marimba, and Larry Bunker on timbales. That was from a Pacific Jazz LP released in 1967 entitled Venezuela Jaropo.
Been listening to the Feeling of Jazz here for the better part of the last hour here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Ken Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We're here every Sunday night, so we hope you'll stick around. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour, which is about a five-minute break. We'll be back for approximately one more hour of swinging sounds, so we'll hope you stick along with us and listen and enjoy the sounds as we enjoy them here in the studio ourselves. Going to close it out with our highlight artist, Connie Condoli on trumpet, doing Bronislaw Capers' classic tune from the movie of the same name on Green Dolphin Street.